not quite working. Jeremy Finlayson will be going on holiday at the end of the season.
Thanks for that.
I just wanted to play something. He's going to be joining us. No, he's not. He is. He's on the line. But he's going on holiday at some stage, I'm sure, after a busy year for Port Adelaide, which finishes this weekend with a showdown. And it's a nice way to finish from a Port perspective, I reckon. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. Now, we were talking about you before the break. In fact, we've been talking about you the last couple of weeks. Your Polly Farmer, your Peter Moore, your Max Gawn, your all these champion ruckmans all rolled into one at the moment. How are you seeing yourself as a footballer at the minute?
Me and Sam Palpepper actually joked about that the other day. Said if we were number one and two ruck at Port, we would have laughed in pre-season. obviously we've got the injuries to a couple of our ruckmen and, the midfield coach, Brent Montgomery, just said, do you want to have a crack in the ruck? I said, yeah, I'll just go in there and see how we go. And, I think I've been in there longer than what I expected. But, I think my time in my career right now, I just want to try and do everything for the team and give it a crack. It's just back line, forward line, or in the ruck. Yeah, I just want to try and give it a crack in there.
At any stage, did you think, what the hell are you thinking, man?
Yeah, I do. I do. Today, actually, I'm going into a midfield meeting. I'm like, why am I still in here? I don't mind it, actually. Get up around the ball, and I really enjoy it, so it's good.
Has it freed you up a bit mentally? Because playing forward's tough. Like, you've got to make stuff happen as a forward. It's a difficult role, and some people don't fully understand the challenges that come with being a player forward of the footy. And someone's on your hammer all the time, and team defence is trying to shut your space, and you've got to create everything. Has it made you sort of enjoy the game a bit more?
Yeah, I've said it to a few of my mates outside of footy that... I'd really admire what Maxi Gawn and Brody Grundy and those likes do in a game. I've got to see it firsthand, and it's extremely hard playing ruck. I personally think it's probably the hardest position on the ground. You just got to wrestle. You probably go on a 60 contest in a game, and then you've got to try and be an extra midfielder on the ground. And it has freed me up a little bit, but like I said, I still enjoy forward line, but. Like I said, I really admire what, like you said, like Gawny and the big ruckman doing a game. It's pretty special what they do.
Is it intimidating standing opposite them at a centre bounce, those giants, considering, I mean, you're not the smallest guy, but without the necessary skill set to be a ruckman, what's it like?
I sat down on my review this week and I said to Lives was like, is there any chance we could do a bit of like shin guard work and jumping in the pre-season? Because coming up against Nankervis and Gawny and that, they've just got the height on me and they probably got 15, 20 kilos on me as well. And I played Nank the other week, Nankervis, and he's pretty strong ruckman and he just loves to drive that knee in. So it's pretty challenging.
Just from the outside, it seems quite noticeable, just the belief that Kenny has in you, and you mentioned Brett Montgomery as well, to give you those roles, but also, you know, they feel that you've still got untapped ability there. You're a talented footballer, but the belief they have in you might see you get the best out of yourself.
Yeah. So when I come across to Port Adelaide, when I had a talk to them before I joined them, I always knew that I'd help out in the ruck. I'd be that forward ruck position, and... so I kind of knew that I'd do a bit of ruck, but not to the extent. But, the faith that Kenny and that have showed in me. But with what's going on in my off-field stuff at the start of the year, Kenny has been massive to get me to where I am today. To play one game this year, like I said, on my off-field stuff. And, it's been challenging. But, I'm just super proud that I've got Kenny and Brent that are supporting me.
Was he a great coach, Kenny Hinckley?
The care he has for us players was 0-5 at the start of the year. It didn't feel like that. It felt like 5-0. Just the love and care he's got for all of us. The whole year's been enjoyable. Even today's going to be enjoyable. Unfortunately, we're not playing finals. Just the care he's got for everyone at the club. And he just lets us play, really. It's just, he's the best coach I've seen for a while.
Yeah, well, he's certainly had a pretty good record there at Port Adelaide, no doubt about that. And one other person with a pretty good record at the Power is Robbie Gray, who's finishing up this weekend when you take on Adelaide Saturday night at the Adelaide Oval in the showdown. And what have you made of Robbie Gray? What did you think of him beforehand, and what did you think of him as a teammate?
Yeah, it's funny. So I've spent a few years at the Giants, and then even ringing my dad to say I'm going to Port and to be playing alongside the Ollie Wines and then Robbie Gray and the likes of that. Yeah, I felt like a little kid walking in and seeing Robbie Gray and to play in his final game and just to play alongside him in 30, 40 years' time. I get to say that I played against, played with and against Robbie Gray. It's something special, and I get the best seat this Saturday night to watch him in his final game, and just the history has said that he loves big games, so hopefully he can pull another big one out.
And they keep selling us. That's what they tell us, Jeremy, when we get to a showdown, that it's, oh, the town goes berserk. You've come from outside, now you're inside the bubble. Is it what they say it is?
Yeah, well, I missed the first one this year, so, yeah, it's pretty big, actually. Yeah, I seen Chad Corn say something on the radio the other day, so, yeah, it's bigger than what I think. But I'll see firsthand on Saturday night, and, yeah, we'll give it a crack.
And how will you, you've got a game to go and then you'll be off to Czechoslovakia with Whitey, but how will you assess the season? How will you wrap it up at the end of the game on Saturday? What will you think about the season that's been 2022 for the Power?
Yeah, obviously it's my first year at Port, so I've come off two prelims, and it's been very disappointing that we haven't been able to make finals, but yeah, I'm just coming down to, we want to really finish this year off strong. And that showed on the weekend, and we want to finish off with another strong game. And you look at some of the teams that have won premierships over the years, the years beforehand can set them up. So we really want to finish this year strong, and just our future here is very bright. We've got Rosie Butters, and it's pretty exciting. But yeah, this year was disappointing that we haven't made the most of it, but I've got full belief that Kenny will bring us back, and yeah, we'll hit the ground running. I think the boys will be very, very hungry that we missed out. So, yeah, it's a very exciting future here.
Have you got a little getaway planned?
Yeah, I'm actually off to Hawaii, actually, for a couple of weeks with my partner. So.
Nice. Sounds like a nice thing to do. Nice thing to do. Yeah. Good luck to you, mate. Nice to chat to you today. We look forward to seeing you in action on the weekend, the showdown. Nice way to finish off a South Australian football year. Go get them.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.